You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Enhanced odds, John Walters to score and Stoke City to win 10-1. Raheem Sterling to score, Man City to win in the betting at 3-1. David, both teams came through their respective quarterfinals in the Capital One Cup midweek. Man City beat Hull comprehensively. Sheffield Wednesday were dreadful against Stoke, and Stoke came through 2-0. City top of the league. They've got a decent record against Stoke City as well. They've only lost two of their 14 Premier League meetings with Stoke. There have been five draws in that spell, though. And I suppose team news is going to be important here. Joe Hart and Sergio Aguero both missed out midweek, but both in contention for a starting berth on Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, I've got a feeling both will play as well. I mean, you mentioned Man City got a good record against Stoke, but if you look at the last six seasons, Dave, you know, only one win. That was last season, 4-1. Five seasons running at the Britannia. Finished all square, most of them 1-1, by the way. There's something about Stoke of 4-1 that tempts me here, you know, because I think City, one thing you'd say about City, yeah, they'll probably win the league, and if they do win the league, it's going to be despite Manuel Pellegrini instead of because of him. But they're beatable. They are definitely beatable. You look what Tottenham did to them. You look what Liverpool did to them. They only drew 0-0 against Aston Villa two or three weeks ago, who everybody's beaten. And they weren't that impressive against Southampton last week, despite a 3-1 win. A result that maybe looks not so good now after what Liverpool did to Southampton. So there's definitely a case to be made for Stoke at 4-1. They're winning their fair share of games now. You know, they're never pasting any sides, but they're getting a nice, you know, enough 1-0 wins to make them a side that you want to be on the right side of, especially at 4-1. I want to watch Stoke. I think they're great. You know, Bojan, Shaqiri. I mean, they look a side full of invention. 4-1, I actually think that's too big. I'm going to go for them.
Okay, Stoke 4-1 for Derek. Aguero's return will be important if he does start this game. He's got a good record against Stoke. He's scored 5-5 against Stoke City. And I think they need Joe Hart again, because every time Willy Caballero starts, he concedes. City haven't been keeping many clean sheets recently either.
No, and that the old, you know, both teams to score and match result is worth a look, I think, whichever way you're going to go. Because I do think there will be there could be goals in this. Stoke traditionally don't score many goals against City. I was looking at the Opta stats that I know you love. 7 goals in the 14 Premier League games against them. And as you mentioned, Aguero. So Aguero could beat them on his own, technically, I suppose, if you look at the stats. I still think, I mean, look, Stoke, I worry about them when they come up against the big boys. But then, you know, they've beaten Chelsea. They obviously, you know, they drew with Chelsea in the cup at home and beat them on penalties. Then beat them 1-0. Earlier this season, they lost to Liverpool by a single goal to nil, but of course smashed them to bits 6-1. Last year, they beat the likes of kind of Everton's and Tottenham. Beat Tottenham 3-0 last year. Drew with Man United at home last year. Beat Arsenal 3-2. So no longer are they the sort of team who lay down and die against the top Premier League teams. I do wonder where the goals will come from, though, because we know that Man City have got goals in them. You know, you look at the list of Premier League away scorers, and Man City, you know, right up there with the top teams. Stoke's home form isn't brilliant. Look, they're not losing game after game after game. Of course, they've won two, drawn one, lost three, scored 5 goals in 6 games and conceded 7. So we're talking about very tight games here. They're the lowest team for shots on target at their home stadium in the Premier League, 2.8, so under 3 a game, that is, on target. And they're the lowest just purely for shots at home with West Brom, just under 10 shots per game. City, of course, you know, love to get forward. I don't think they'll hammer Stoke here by any stretch of the imagination, but I think they'll win. I think they'll win by a single goal. So you might want to take go down to the handicap bets, and it's that middle column, the handicap tie. A little bit confusing. We always say this, don't we? But Stoke +1 versus Man City -1 is 13-5. That's effectively Man City to win by a single goal. I can see that happening. But if Aguero's playing, I do like him to score and City to win. He's 19-20 to score at any time in this game, which is a bit short for me. The headline offer is Raheem Sterling to score and Man City to win. So decent enhanced odds there, but I'd rather it be Aguero, if I'm being honest. I'll go for the Man City to win by a single goal bet, which is the handicap tie.
13-5. Kevin De Bruyne is a nice price in the goal scorer markets. He got a couple midweek. He's 9-4 to score any time.
But I think Stoke will pack the midfield. I think they won't be as open to that marauding midfield run as you need to be if you want De Bruyne on your side. I think in midweek, I know you put him up for two goals in play, and I'd put him up to score any time goal. I just thought that game was made for him, really.
Yeah.
Too many gaps. You know, try and look after the forwards, and he comes marauding at you. I think Stoke will be too canny for that.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.